Nice job, beloved.
Thank you.
So good.
Falcon, must be nice to be in a good Cell Block Tango cover after the one on the radio. We're nominating for the VH Music Awards. The admin staff and mod staff is for best group song, but it has to be uploaded to Lowercase Records account. So please upload it, beloved, because I think
what?
That to Lowercase Records, where we, the hit single section.
Oh, okay.
Also, I'd like to nominate Safi for sexiest speaking voice on VH. who's up first for you tonight, beloved?
Hold on. Where is it? First is Laura with, or sorry, not Laura, Garnet. That's what I used to call her, Laura.
Garnet with.
I'm keeping with the Chicago theme. She wanted to do When You're Good to Mama, so she's first.
Nice.
Yay.
I know we're in a hurry, so we'll just get right to it, I guess.
Okay.
So let's play it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. Want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. Folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up, my ladder kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I could bring this number to? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. Oh, yeah.
So very quickly, the issue is beloved's husband is at work with no car, so she has to go pick him up in 45 minutes. So we're going to keep these short for beloved's team. So go ahead, beloved.
Okay. I liked this a lot. Garnet worked really hard on this all week, and I think it turned out really well.
I had a few enunciation issues on this. For me, it wasn't as strong as your other two, but it's still really good because even Garnet not as strong as normal is still a really strong performer. Rochelle?
Yeah, I loved this for your voice. I thought it was interesting and different than anything I've really heard you do. I think you need to be more confident on your belting notes. Like, it sounded like you were nervous to do them. Like, I think it sounded like you kind of backed off a little bit, like on the, like Mama's Good to You, not the N one, but the belt before that, not the very end one. I don't remember what the actual word that you belt on was. But it sounded like you were nervous on that one, and I think you should just be more confident because it's there and it's good.
Michelle, we're keeping it short.
I know. I'm
Turtle?
Fuck off.
I liked it. This was a good performance. I kind of liked how she made the song sound like a Disney villain song.
I love the belt at the last note. I'd like to hear you do more of that. I thought it was awesome. Who's up next for you, beloved?
Next is Valk with Under Your Spell.
Oh my, let's listen. I think we're recording. Yes, Valkyrie. That was Valkyrie Celeste with Under Your Spell from Buffy. Once More With Feeling. Turtle?
I liked it, but it got a little bit too airy. I don't know. The really high notes. There was just something off about it. And she kept doing that thing I kept telling her on. She did on Cover It, where she's at the end of her consonant sounds, she would be like, "You make me complete." And, yeah. I liked it, though. It was really pretty.
I love Buffy the Musical. Again, for me, not as strong as your previous two, Valk, but still great job. I didn't get as much emotion as I wanted on this one. Rochelle?
Yeah, I had the same thing. It wasn't as strong as things I've heard you do recently. More emotion would have been good, and I thought some of your, like, jumps into the higher parts were a teensy bit cheeky at, like, at some parts, but overall I thought it was a pretty solid entry.
Beloved Star?
Did you say cheeky?
Huh?
Did you say cheeky?
No.
Oh, I was hoping you did.
She so did.
Wait, no.
Cheeky.
Anyway.
I don't even know what I said now. I'm, like, thinking back, and I'm like, I don't even know.
Oh, well. I like this. I do agree it wasn't as strong as your last two, but I still thought it was good. I liked it.
All right, what's up next? Who's up next?
Next is Omi with I'm Alive.
Nice. Let's listen.
I'm what you want me to be, and I'm your worst fear, you'll find it in me. Come closer, come closer. I am more than memory, I am what might be, I am mystery, you know me. So show me. When I appear, it's not so clear if I'm a simple spirit or I'm flesh and blood. Well, I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive, and I feed on the fear that's behind your eyes. And I need you to need me, it's no surprise. I'm alive, so alive, I'm alive. I am flame and I am fire, I am destruction, decay and desire. I'll hurt you, I'll heal you. I'm your wish, your dream come true, and I am your darkest nightmare too. I've shown you, I own you. And though you made me, you can't change me. I'm the perfect stranger who knows you too well. But I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive, and I'll tell you the truth if you let me try. You're alive, I'm alive, and I'll show you why. I'm alive, so alive, I'm alive, I'm right behind you. You say forget, but I remind you. You can try to hide, but you know that I won't find you. Cause if you won't grieve me, you won't leave me behind. Oh, well, well. Oh, oh, no, 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 I'm alive, I am so alive. If you climb on my back, then we both can fly. If you try to deny me, I'll never die. I'm alive, so alive, I'm alive, yeah, yeah. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
That was Omi Pride 09 with I'm Alive, beloved.
I liked this. I had never heard it before, I don't think, but I thought it was
good. I love
good.
This song.
I think your emotion has improved. I still think it probably could have been a little bit more, but it was definitely better, and I liked it.
For me...
I love your high notes.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just had to say that. I just love them.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's it.
For me, from Summertime to this, the emotion took a step backwards. And I think, you know what it is? Soul Block Tango was so amazing, and so everything following that to me seems like not as epic. So thanks for that, beloved. I think you should apologize to me and Rach for that as well, because we have to follow that as well.
I don't apologize to anybody.
Well, whatever. I thought the music was great. I mean, I thought the singing was great, but I think for this song, I wish the performance had been a little bit stronger. What did you think, Rochelle Yeller?
Yeah, that's pretty much my only note, was that I think the performance / emotion could have been better, but I, like, thought the vocals were spot on, and I love Omi's vocals. I always do. It was very, very good, so good job.
Turtle?
I really like this. I just love hearing Omi. His high voice is so nice to listen to. Just always the thing with me is, he's puffs and stuff. Yeah.
I think Omi has the best range of any male on VH, personally.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's up next, beloved?
Next is Ambi with Good and Evil.
Oh, yeah, let's listen.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, they should. High philosophy, any child can see. Good is evil, and therefore all evil is good. How do you tell from good? Evil does well, good not so good. Evil's the one that is free everywhere, good is the one that they sell. You must decide which is heaven, which is hell. Good men maintain evil's a curse, but it is plain good's even worse. Evil's the one that they tell you to shun, good is the one to embrace. Say that and Satan will laugh right in your face. The battle between good and evil goes back to the start. Adam and Eve and the apple tore Eden apart. The key thing about good and evil, each man has to choose. Heaven and hell is a hell of a gamble. And heaven must lose. Evil is everywhere, good doesn't have a prayer. Good is commendable, evil's dependable. Evil is viable, good's unreliable. Good may be thankable, evil is bankable. Evil's for me, you can have good. Doesn't suit me to be Robin.
That was Ambi Lee, beloved star.
I liked this. There were a couple parts that were a little bit sharp or a little bit flat. And I think I would have liked different parts performed in a different way. I don't know. I think I just probably would have preferred the other song that you were deciding on than this one. But I don't think this was bad. I did like it.
You had the Valk enunciation going on. You were like, evil is good. Other than that, I didn't have any qualms with it. The performance was good. You were doing some like weird voices in it. Like, I don't know. I didn't fully understand the concept here, I don't think. Turtle, what'd you think?
I was going to point out what you said, but I was going to say the Valk impression.
Oh.
I liked it a lot towards the end. There were some parts that were iffy about it, but I still liked it.
And Rochelle Ehler.
I think that there were parts of this that were that you sounded like you struggled with. For instance, when you said the battle between good and evil, it kind of sounded like you threw the word battle almost, like it was like battle. Like, I can't even, I'm not even going to try to make that in a voice.
It was no splish splash.
It was, ew. But I thought that you had some good moments and some like weaker moments. I think that I would have liked a little bit more of a performance. Like, I think you sang it really straight at the beginning, and I think you could have played with it a little bit more.
I actually think this was probably the best performance of Beloved Stars team so far tonight. But that's really? Me. That's me.
I agree with that.
Well, the cover judges agree for once. Beloved, who's up next?
Next is Silver Songbird with
Silver
Whispering.
Silver.
Whatever.
With Whispering. All right. That was Silver Sober, Beloved Star. Did you pick this?
No, I didn't pick any of the songs. I just said, show tunes, go.
What'd you think?
I loved this so much. I'd never heard this song before, so when I first got it, I was like, oh my god, what is this? And I was going crazy about it. I was really surprised, though, because she was out of town or something, so she sent this to me literally, like, the day after, and it was already good. I really liked it.
Apparently it was a group suggestion to her this week in the chat. I think Silver killed it. For me, vocally, this was the best of anyone on any team we've heard so far tonight. So kudos to you, Silver. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I love this. I think this was the best thing I've heard you do ever. Like, out of all the stuff I've heard you do recently, this is my favorite. I thought it was so beautiful. And you had, like you were really engaging. I really enjoyed listening to it.
Turtle?
I think so far she commanded the whole night. This was amazing. I was literally just melting the whole time I was listening.
It was really good. I hate you for not picking my team in the auditions. I hate you a lot for that. And it's sad that you went to a team with a coach who cannot even say your name properly.
Oh, wow.
What's up next, beloved? That's low, Dylan. I'm just saying.
Everything he says is low. Next
it's catty.
Low, low, low. Shut up. I'm not catty.
Sorry. That's what Laura said.
Farrah is a child. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Who's up next, beloved?
Next and last is Safi with Little Shop of Horrors.
I love this song. Let's listen. Safi with Little Shop of Horrors. You know what? This is one of my favorite musicals, and I always want to produce it on VH, but I can never find people to do the three narrator parts, so maybe I'll try again now, because now we have epic harmonies. Remember when I was going to produce this, Rochelle, and I could never find the narrator?
Yes, you were.
But now I'm going to. This was amazing. This was win for me. I love this song. I love your harmonies. I love this show, and I love your speaking voice. You have a Vilf. Vilf number two. Beloved?
I love this so much. You fixed all the things that I asked you to, and it just came out amazing. I loved it.
Rochelle Euler?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say except wow.
Turtle?
I think she should put it on hit singles.
Mm-hmm.
Omi Pride 09? I'm kidding. We don't want to hear from you again. Beloved, the time has come to shoot one of your children. Or what's your metaphor? Are you using a metaphor this week?
I'm supposed to have a metaphor?
Oh, I'm just asking. Turtle had that epic metaphor. I was wondering if you had one.
Oh, no, I don't.
You're going to lock two of your children into a room with Aubrey 2 and see which one comes out alive.
Wow.
Who was your first save and why?
I really had a tie between Silver and Safi. They were just both so different, but they were both so good.
All right, so Silver and Safi will not be in the vote. Whoa, what just happened? Okay, who's next save?
My next save is Garnet, because I did really think her song came out really well, and she worked really hard on it all week.
All right, so Garnet will not be in the vote. And who's the fourth person not in the vote?
The fourth person I had a really hard time with, but I'm going with Ambi, because she was just more available and also really worked hard on her song.
Nice. So Ambi Lee not in the vote. That leaves Omi and Valk. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's a sad, sad pair to be up against each other.
Yeah, that's really sad.
That's rough. You're a wretched bitch.
Jeez.
Villain.
Huh?
That's mean.
I'm just saying Beloved's a little bit of a racist.
Wow.
I'm just saying. If Heaven was on the team, I'm sure he would be one of the people up.
Well, I'm just saying you're a little bit of a douche.
I'm not a little bit of a douche.
You're being catty.
So, Beloved needs to go pick up her husband from work.
Yes.
Yay. Go get Nick.
If Beloved, are you driving the car?
Yes.
Don't run over any black people.
If I do, I'll think of you.
Okay. Well, my team's coming up next, so it's good that you think of me. I'm going to post my link. Beloved, we will see you when you get back, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.